You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Stand on Scripture by Dr. Michael Youssef. The Apostle Paul knew about the dangers of false teaching. As an itinerant evangelist, he would travel from town to town, preaching the gospel and planting churches. Many times after he would leave a city to continue on his mission, false teachers would come in and teach God's people destructive doctrines and lies. These false teachers were wicked men who would do anything to attain their ends. In Thessalonica, for example, they wrote a letter in Paul's name claiming that Jesus had already returned. Thus, in the letter we know today as 2 Thessalonians, Paul set the record straight, and in doing so, he gave God's people one of the clearest teachings on the second coming of Christ. He wanted the believers in Thessalonica to know the order of events so they would never again be led astray by false reports of Christ's coming. First, Paul taught that there will be a great rebellion, a falling away within the church itself. Now, I don't have to tell you, we're already seeing this today. 70% of professing Christians claim Jesus as their personal Savior, while simultaneously asserting that he's not the only Savior of the world. But of course, Jesus was clear. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Second, Paul taught that before Jesus returns, an evil figure the Bible refers to as the Antichrist will come upon the world stage. There have always been evil leaders, but when the long prophesied Antichrist is revealed, he will surpass them all. He's not only going to be a local despot, he's going to rule over the entire world. His presence will be felt around the globe, but his reign will be short. He will be smitten by the breath of the returning Jesus. Because the end times could be upon us soon and without warning, we need to be spiritually prepared. Friends, the day of salvation is today. If you've not yet surrendered your life to Christ, don't postpone it, not even 1 hour. Now is the time of repentance. Now is the time to turn to the Lord. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for the promise of your return to make all things new. We know that whatever evils we face in this life, we have victory through your precious blood. We will cling to you, hold fast to the truth revealed in your word. Help us to share the incomparable hope of the gospel with all who will hear. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. This devotional is adapted from my journal, Leading the Way's monthly devotional magazine. You can sign up now at ltw.org for a free 6-month subscription to my journal. It's Dr. Youssef's gift to you.
To take a deeper dive into today's devotional topic, check the show notes for links to additional resources. And while you're there, subscribe to the My Devotional podcast so you never miss an episode. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.